Federal employees are donating their time and effort to provide food to families in need. It's the Feds Feed Families program partners. That program partners with federal agencies and the Agriculture Department to donate and collect literally tons of food for families across America. Last year, the program collected more than 7.2 thousand pounds of food. Doug Keeler is the National Program Manager of Feds Feed Families. He joins us now with an update. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tom?
All right. So tell us, how are you doing this year? It seems like donations are running ahead of last year.
Well, that's a very good question. And yes, we are. In June of 2012, we collected 222,000 pounds. And in June of this year, I'm proud to say we collected 477,000 pounds. And the same happened in July as well, 1.4 million in July of 2012 and 2.16 million in 2013. So we are very hopeful that we can surpass and beat our best this year.
And considering what federal employees themselves, yourselves, are going through, does this surprise you?
You know, no, it doesn't, because it goes back to the beginning. Feds Feed Families started in 2009 when then-Congressman Wolf met with then-the director of OPM, John Berry, now Ambassador Berry, and asked him and told him he realized that food donations had dropped off during the summertime because many American families go and they take a vacation. At the same time, you know, about 17 million children are hungry in America, and a number of them depend upon the school lunch program. Well, the school lunch program just doesn't go through the summertime, and so kids were going hungry. So he went to John Berry, you know, said, "Let me help you out there, Congressman. Let me talk to our Chief Human Capital Officers Council and ask them, what do we think we could do about this?" And they said together that the federal employees are a very compassionate bunch, and we like making a difference. Public service is our calling, and we like making a difference. So keeping to that core competence of us making a difference and being good public servants, we step to the plate, and every year we have collected, for the past 4 years, over 15 million pounds. So no, it doesn't surprise me.
So how does this work mechanically? How does the food get gathered? Where does it go? Where do you drop it off? And how does it all get gathered up and then distributed?
Well, in our federal facilities, we have, particularly in the D.C. area, we have boxes from the Capital Area Food Bank that hold about 200 pounds, and the various agencies get together. They have, you know, it's a chance for us to do something good for those that aren't as fortunate as us. At the same time, it's a chance for us to have fun doing it. So we have agencies that build can castles. We have chili cook-offs. We do these things, you know, to help raise cans, you know, and people drop cans of non-perishable and their things. And throughout the nation, the same thing is happening. So we collect these things in boxes that we make ourselves or boxes that the food banks have donated to us, and then we collect them up. Sometimes the food bank comes and picks them up, and sometimes we drop them off to the facility. One of the biggest questions that folks ask, you know, what about those 50-pound bags of rice? Can you use those? And I say, yes, we can, because food banks supply, you know, supply the food to some of the soup kitchens and some of those folks, some of these different charitable places that help out those with lines of folks that the homeless people that have are less fortunate than us. At the same time, they also allow, you have families that come that do the shopping. You know, a family of four can come into the food bank and they can get the individual items, the individual can to make a meal. And the Capital Area Food Bank, I'm proud to say, they have little cards that say, for this meal, for your family of four, this is what you need to get. And they're all indexed. So bulk supplies and individual supplies, you know, that we can get both. At the same time, we deliver, and sometimes they pick up.
We're speaking with Doug Keeler. He's the National Program Manager of Feds Feed Families. And we understand that you are considering expanding the program. Tell us how you'd like to expand it.
Well, you know, during the kickoff on June 11th, the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, he talked about, and we've got this thing going on in USDA right now, he talked about the 30% food waste that happens in our country right now and about capturing that 30% waste. You know, farmers are only able to sell, you know, so much of their goods, and the rest of it, you know, stays out on the ground, you know, so that's a piece of the waste. Sometimes our plates, you know, we don't eat everything that's on our plate. You know, our mothers and fathers tell us to eat everything on your plate because somebody else could use that food as well. Well, we're talking about capturing that. Well, course, capturing the wholesome part of that before it gets, you know, to the plate.
So is that something that would involve, say, your cafeteria? How would that work?
Well, you know, we're working on that right now. That's a work in progress. You know, it's we're talking about, you know, just serving those things that that people need. But it's a work in progress right now, and we're going to fix that piece of hunger in America. The big piece here that people need to understand is that hunger, we can conquer hunger in America. I'm talking about for Feds, Feeds, Families, we're talking about putting a dent in hunger. But I'm fired up about ending hunger in America. And that's why, you know, at USDA, we're talking about taking this challenge on by capturing that 30% waste at the same time, you know, using our, you know, our charity, you know, Feds, Feeds, Families, you know, federal employees, giving back and putting those pieces together. You remember that number I told you before? I said 17 million children. 50 million people are challenged with hunger. That means they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. 17 million children are hungry in America. But look at that number of what we've donated over the past 4 years. This is our fifth year. Over 15 million pounds compared to 17 million. We're going to surpass 20 million, hopefully hit the 25 million mark this year. We're not sure where we're going to get there, but we've got 2.6 million out of the way, so we're fired up to get more, you know. So last year this time in August, we over 5.5 million were donated, and we're asking everybody to beat their best, to get fired up to beat their best. And if we can make that 5.5 million this year, that's going to put us at about 8.3 million pounds.
Now, you've talked about bags of rice and pasta and staples, canned goods. Does anyone ever drop off, say, a case of, I don't know, Snickers or Hershey bars? Because even people that go to food banks deserve some little luxury in their lives.
You know, I have not. That's a great question, Tom. I have not seen any candy bars dropped off. But what I have seen, and I'm, you know, as a USDA employee, but I'm neutral right now, I'm proud to say that I get to lead this for our nation and our federal departments this time. But I'm proud to say that most of the goods that are dropped off are USDA certified, they're wholesome, and it's good for everybody. You know, and it's even bottles of water. And some people say, why are you giving bottles of water? Well, you know, in some of these rural areas, you know, there's no potable water, and there's people that are homeless that are living in the woods. You know, they need potable water too, you know, so bottled water helps. You know, rice, pasta, canned fruits and vegetables, but not just that, bleach. You know, people forget about bleach. You need bleach to wash things and to disinfect things. You know, hygiene items. One of our federal departments collected three boxes. Each one of these boxes from Capital Area Food Bank holds about 200 pounds. Three boxes full of those toiletry items from the hotels when they go on travel. Now, just think about that. You know, we don't use all those toiletry items in the hotel, but families need those, and that goes a long way to help out.
Doug Keeler is the National Program Manager for Feds Feed Families. And, Doug, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck to you.
Thank you. I want to add one last thing. I call it Three Can Thursday. I'm asking all federal employees to bring in three cans on Thursday and drop them in your Capital Area Food Bank box or whatever box you're using for a food bank in our nation today. Get fired up for Feds Feed Families.
Thanks, Doug. And-